and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 499. How are we all doing? Let me get into the chat. Yay! Has he managed to open the chat? He has! Fantastic! Oh, hello, Alex! Silver medal. Oh, what was this for? What did we get a silver for? I know we've got a lot of medals. It's very impressive. I did say to Kim, when Kim said that there's wall-to-wall Olympic coverage, that we wouldn't be hearing that until we won something. And then it'd be wall-to-wall. And it is. And thankfully, it's taking the politicians off the front pages, which is a secondary benefit, but fabulous. Ah, hello, Paul. Hello, Dee. Hello, Simon. Silver in entering the chat for Alex. Right, I'm with you. Oh, yes, but Mike doesn't count. He's like, don't tell him because he's not here, obviously, at the moment. He's finishing up a webinar. But you know, on a dog track, you've got the hare. The hare doesn't count. The hare wins every race, but the hare doesn't count. So I think you'll find it was a gold by default. But don't tell Mike. He doesn't need to know. You see, I'm not trusted to open the chat. It didn't end well the last time I tried to do that. So, I'm not allowed to touch it, but he's in a webinar. So what he decided to do was give himself a question break at just before 7. So obviously it worked well. The chat's open. Fabulous. Oh, it's still hot. It rained. Oh, it was blissful. But they're still lying through their teeth because it's still hot. It promised thunder and lightning at noon. Not that I would have seen it. I was asleep. But no, it didn't happen. So it's still hideously muggy warm. What are they predicting now? They're telling me it's raining. But you know, I've got a window here and I can assure them it's not. It's got really heavy, oppressive looking humid clouds, but it's not raining. They do say thunder and lightning and 100% rain on Wednesday. They've been promising this for a week. I'm going to give up on this weather app. Oh, let's find something else much more interesting to play with. What could that be? Let me go over here and find this. Make sure I get the right one. That's the right one. Right, let's upload that and get a link for it. You can't believe we're still corrupt on the second to last day of Marooned. No, we're not corrupt. No, Mike's not the umpire. Kim's the umpire. Kim has always been the umpire. Right. Hello, Tony. Simon missed the fact that it's the last Marooned ever tomorrow. How did you miss this, Simon? Because you popped into the chat on After Hours on Friday and it was alive with it. It was alive with it. So I thought you knew. It's the last hurrah tomorrow. Oh, it's going to be amazing. Don't miss it. Right, I'm testing a link and I'm getting nowhere with it, as per usual. I think I've done something and it's not working. Right, is that supposed to be that tiny? Oh, no, that's fine. That's big. Right, okay. Well, yeah, Simon, that was the bad news. But there is good news. Oh, there is. But let me say hello to everybody. Hello, Kim. Hello, Renee. Oh, Simon, there's always slack. There's always slack if annoyance is what you're after. But you know, you guys love each other. You really do. Stop squabbling. Hello, Alex. I hope I've not forgotten anybody. If I've missed anybody, shout at me. CQ, CQ, Deb. self-help sessions. I am sure we will have something to thrill you. Right, so I'm going to put this in. So the bad news is last one off Maroon tomorrow. But we have something rather special today, don't we? Way you go. Do your worst. I'm expecting some fabulous guesses. I have given you huge clues. Huge clues. So don't tell me that there's not a huge clue in there. I can work out 3 words from that. Then it gets a bit hazy, I'll grant you. But there is grand news. Oh, yes, there is. It's Two Show Tuesday. Oh, Simon, if you want to play your ukulele, please do. Maybe we should have a support thread in Slack. That's not a bad idea, is it? It's not a bad idea. See, the other thing that we could do is we could pick classic episodes and put them on at 7 o'clock. That's an opportunity we've got. Hello, Tracy. Don't miss the link. Don't miss the link. Oh, so what is it, people, all together now? Come on. Chop, 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 chop. You're still thinking about it. Come on. I've already put the slide in for Friday. I have. And what does the slide say on it, people? Oh, there's my water. Another bottle run out. We've got a distinct shortage of water again. What else were we short of this week? Radish this week. There's no accounting for it, is there? What the world needs now is replays of Lady Pipe episodes. Yeah, I was thinking that, Paul. But, I mean, there was more than one, wasn't there? But definitely, I think the first replay needs to be the Lady Pipe episode. The first Lady Pipe episode. I'll make a note of that on a post-it note. We could have select replays and highlights. Oh, my. Yes, it's Two Show Tuesday. Yay! Anybody going to have a guess what that is? Unmarooned, that's an idea. Don't go out, though. I mean, I know the figures are dropping, but it's like the calm before the storm, because the people who would have COVID and be reporting having COVID would surely be after everything opened up on the 19th. So it's literally only 8 days ago. So, but by the time the people who have got it and it gets worse and then they're having their tests, the figures could shoot up again. What's bizarre is the numbers of people testing positive have dropped for 7 days consecutive, but the death rate's doubled. There's no logic to this. I'm giving up. I am. Hello, Anthony. It's Two Show Tuesday. I know, that's unusual. But we did say, didn't we? We did make an announcement last week. Simon probably missed that as well. It was in After Hours. And we did say that we had a new schedule. After copious meetings between Mike and I, we had a new schedule. And it was 9 o'clock on a Friday for After Hours and 8 o'clock on a Tuesday for Mac Bites. We have never had a schedule for Mac Bites ever. Never, ever. Trust me on that. No, I think at the beginning we might have done. But even then, it wasn't a set date. It was just we'll do it every week, but it wasn't a set date. Then, of course, Mikey B left, which was like, oh, now what? And then there was Christmas. Oh, and then life took over. But yeah, 2 weeks on the run. It's unbelievable. So have we got any guesses as to what the title could be? Do we have any guesses on that? Come on, come on. You must at least get one word on that. I was up all night working. It was no cooler overnight. That was bad news. And what's happening tonight? Oh, it's only the earnings call. Who listens to the earnings call? You see, Tracy, spot on, the first word's the. It is indeed, Tracy. Excellent. See, although it's tricky when you look at it, you know, you can work it out, can't you? So let me know, who's ever done an earnings call? Do you do every one? Kimmy's going to make a ruling. You will not get any extra points for Matt Bites episodes now. Oh, no! Oh, plus Johnny seems to have quit. Ah, he does. He does. But we'll see. What else have I been up to today? I seem to have a lot of mail today. I don't know why. But, you know, really, like, not just the stuff that I'm subscribed to, but bizarre things. Just seems to be everybody sends mails out on Tuesday. And what else have I done? I think that's it. Because to be honest, I didn't get to bed till 10 o'clock. So obviously, like I say, I was asleep when the rain happened at 12. But I was up again at 4. So I got about 6 hours sleep. Loving that day, Harry Potter and the Mysterious Brown Stain. Third word of, oh, let me have a look. Let me have a look, because it's a long title. So let me have a look at the unblurred one. And don't let me forget to show you the unblurred one this week. The third word of. Yes. Yes, it is Tracy. Oh, Tracy's got two words. One, two, three, four, five, six. So you've got a third of it, Tracy, because the Harry Potter bit you can already see. I drew that Harry Potter. He's rather cute, isn't he? I did that. Renee. A dirty mind is a joy forever. Ah, were you like that before marooned? Oh, the first is two. Which is this bit, Kim? The first is two. The first word's the. The third word is of. Obviously, the fourth and fifth you can see, but that leaves the other two. You should at least get one letter. The only words you've ever guessed. Oh, we've had some classics, haven't we? Do you remember that one paddle-powered pandemonium in the licensing department? Deb was on fire. She got panda out of something that was just like a black and white blur. It was unbelievable. I've gone for simple this time. Simple and elegant purple. Hello, Paul. How are you doing? Are you still back at work? Is there still social distancing? I've no idea where we're up to here. No one's mentioned going back for Mike, so we're just keeping our head down and hope that they've forgotten that he's actually working from home. Just keep paying him and that's fine. I wonder when it's, you know, they're going to bring the axe down and want everybody back in. The thing is with AstraZeneca, their site, they have two sites locally. They have Alderley and Macclesfield. And one of them, which is on the way to Gawsworth Hall, where we go to these concerts. Huge, sprawling place it is. It's absolutely beautiful. It's set in like countryside. They've got their own farm and stuff. It is. It's beautiful. But they did sell off part of the land for a housing development. So when I make jokes about selling things off for housing developments, no, it's not totally a joke because that has actually happened. So maybe they could just sell off Mike's desk and then we wouldn't have to worry about it, would we? That is what they could do. Oh, your trip to Florida was an eye-opener. Oh, in what way? Yes, Tracy, you have got the question mark of Harry Potter's question mark, question mark, question mark. I'm not sure whether you'll get the last words. We'll find out. So in what way was Florida an eye-opener? My mum always fancied a trip to Florida. Isn't one of the Disney things down there? I don't know why, because she hated the heat, but she really fancied a trip to Florida. The world of Harry Potter. No, it's not world. But no, it's not world, Anthony, but I can see where you've got that from. But if you actually look at the poster, you might just get the first letter because it blurred out some of it more than others. And I could see this letter and I thought they'll probably get the first letter of that word. So that's where we're at. Is it Disney World? Well, she fancied it. I must admit, I quite fancied Disney World a while back. But since then, I've seen videos on YouTube and there's quite a subculture built up around Disney and Disney World and all of the different Disney parks. And there's stuff that I've watched that I never knew about. So there's one of them that had, not the Epcot one, it was a different one. And they had some kind of rides. And I know Paul said he'd been on one of them. And I would never have heard of it because I hadn't been. But it was on these videos. And these videos were fascinating. But at the end of them, I must admit, I didn't fancy going as much as I did before I saw them. Which I don't think's what they intend. So I'll probably never go. And give you another clue. Well, what's Harry Potter? What's Harry Potter? You went to Tampa. Now, I've heard of Tampa, but obviously only through probably true crime shows. Isn't that around CSI Miami? Or am I a million miles away? I know it was hot there and they had the most amazing lighting in that programme. Everything was like ultra saturated and looked amazing. But I know Florida's a big place, isn't it? The only thing that put Mum off this planned trip to Florida was crocodiles. Now, I'm presuming they don't walk up the main street, but in her mind, they did. And then there was a crash, wasn't there? An airline crashed into, is it the Everglades? And you know what they're like on the news, particularly over here, because they're imbeciles. They were saying like people will have been eaten by crocodiles. Well, that put her off even more. So we never did go. Is the second word spells? No, it's not, Alex, but you've got the first letter. Crying out loud. Believe it or not, that was just a truck going past, making a heck of a noise. Miami's way south of Tampa. Right. I know the geography of the like the shape of it, but I don't know where places are within it. So that must be... So Miami probably gets the extremes of weather that maybe Tampa doesn't. I think I'd like to go, but I'd like it to be cool when I went. So but they don't do cool, do they? The weather seems to veer from boiling hot to monsoons. And dangerous monsoons at that. Those picks are hard to guess. Well, I could make it easy, but where's the fun in that? Oh, you saw plenty of tiny lizards. Oh, no. Are these just like where you are? Do you have to go looking for them? Are they near the pool? Or do they come and find you like they do in Australia? Oh, right. Who was first with that? It's the second one. Dee and Deb. Secrets. It is indeed secret. So look, you've got five words there. You only need the rest. You only need the end and you're done. Oh, Simon says Harry Potter and the Tooth Floss Philosophers. Oh, no. Philosophers. Philanthropic Phenomenology. No, no. I nearly managed that, didn't I, Simon? But not quite. Actually, is it too late to change it to that? I'll give you another clue. All of Simon's P's, there's no P's in the last words. There's no P's at all. So, yes, it's the secrets of Harry Potter's. Duh, duh, duh. Ooh. They don't find you. That's the lizard. That's good to know, Paul. We've got a friend who was in Perth and she sent this picture of this lizard. It's probably about 10 inches long and it had just moved into their bathroom. Now, I freak out if there's a spider. I don't do spiders. Mike does spiders. I do everything else. Although today, apparently, there was a calamity at noon. The internet went down for 20 minutes. So Mike nearly had to deliver a training course on his phone. But he deemed it wise not to wake me up because he'd worked out that it wasn't internal. It was Virgin. They just dropped for 20 minutes. But it's back now and everything is fine. Lady Pipes. Oh, I wish it was Lady Pipes. Is this about my law degree? Is it Harry Potter and the Secret of Chambers? Oh, I like what you did there, Simon. Oh, there are lots of secrets in Chambers, I can assure you. But no, it's not. No, it's not. But I think you could get one more word. I think if you know anything about Harry Potter, I think you could get one more word. 2 or 3 inches long. That's still a bit big for me, Paul. Having said that, you know what is really weird? I don't know if you guys see this programme. We have a programme here, like a kind of cosy crime drama called Death in Paradise. It's probably been going about 10 years now. It's quite a quirky show, but it's funny. You know, you can laugh at it. It's funny. And when it very first started, I think it was Ben Miller played the police... whatever in it, and he moved into this hut that they had on the beach and it had its own lizard. And you know, that doesn't freak me out. Now, I know it's CGI, but it is very, very good and it does look like a lizard. The lizard's called Harry, I think. Harry the lizard. I mean, I don't know breed wise whether what kind of creature it actually is meant to be, but he's just kind of cute. But they do freak me out. If it's alive, and it shouldn't be. You know, cats, dogs, fine. But other than that, no. Let me have a look. Let's see if it's Harry the lizard. Yeah, there you go. Harry, Death in Paradise, Wiki fandom. And there he is. Is the lizard in Death in Paradise real or CGI? And the look on his little face. As far as I know, he's CGI. I don't know if he was ever real. But this is kind of cute. So let me get that uploaded. Who's seen Death in Paradise? It's one of the shows that is actually, you know, it's not offensive in any way. It's mild. Right, there we go. There's Harry the Lizard. Big iguanas. No, I don't need an iguana either, do I? Is it The Last World Secrets? No, because I wouldn't have secrets of secrets, would I, Simon? Although knowing me, you never know. You never know. Alex, you really don't want to know about Lady Pipes. The Lady Pipes were such a fiasco. I can't remember how we got onto Lady Pipes, but it was just one of those things that ran and ran, wasn't it? I'm sure it'll make a mention tomorrow. Yes, I can't remember how it started, Alex, but I'll find out for tomorrow. But in essence, oh, I know how it started. Yeah, how it started was we were talking about Old Trafford, the football stadium. And I was saying that I thought it was terrible that men, rather than use the facilities, would just piddle up somebody's wall. And some of you were like, no. But then we looked it up and they actually have portable toilets, but they're more like portable urinals. So they don't have a door on and stuff. They're just for men. And it was like, well, that's sexist. It's just for men. At which point we discovered the mysteries of the lady pipe, which is something that you can actually buy from Amazon, which, you know, I think it would have stopped there. But there was a video showing you how to use it. And that was the shark jumped. We couldn't stop laughing. Let me see if we've got a lady pipe. Right. Amazon. Now, they're not actually called lady pipes, are they? I wonder what happens if I put in lady pipe. Oh, it's a pipe for ladies with rubber gloves. No, no, that's not really what we're looking for. Right. That might do it. If I put the U in, it might. There we go. Pitch and Trek was one. And this is the best seller. But is this the one with the video? No, it's not. I need to find the one with the video. But let me post this for Alex. See, it freaked some of us out. More than others. There's the link to the lady pipe. That one comes with his own little bag. But the one that did our head in was the one that had the video with it. I must find the link with the video, because the video, I was like, I'm not going to watch the video. I can't watch the video. And then the video appeared and it was like, no. Really? It was bad. It was bad news. I'd like to think that was CGI rather than it being real. But there you go. Didn't Tracy find it on Amazon? I think we all had a look on Amazon and found one. There's millions of them. It's a thing. You can buy them. Was it a Shiwi Flexi? It was a Shiwi, wasn't it? And one of us had a Shiwi. Now we've got the ones in different colours. I need to find the one with the video. But this one's a Shiwi Flexi. But this has an extender pipe on it. I mean, who doesn't need an extension to their pipe? There we go. Definitely we had some. Was it Sarah who had a Shiwi? There you go. Alex has got a Shiwi. It was the video I didn't need to see. Trust me, I did not need to see the video. And, you know, when you see pickies like this, the fourth one on there, let's grab that and put that down there. This is an image that's just disappeared then. This is an image that they're using for like promotional purposes. And the thing is, you know, the colours on it and stuff, that they look like lollipops. Not good. Not good. Oh, yes, a Shiwi. And there was others as well, but I need to find the one. I mean, I'm quite interested that's got an extension pipe. I mean, the mind is boggling as I look at it. It actually says larger than a regular Shiwi. Which brings up questions about size. No, leave it alone. Leave it alone. But I think that was one of our classics, wasn't it? It ran for weeks. It ran for weeks. Oh, great, great stuff. What else do we have fun with? Oh, we've had fun with so many things. We really have. Hopefully Mike will be able to join us as well, because I don't want him to miss the last couple of shows, do I? Is he doing it tomorrow? Let's have a look. Let's check his schedule. He's got a webinar on Power BI. Getting started with Power BI. Oh, I think tomorrow's show might have to run a little bit longer. So Mike can enjoy us for at least an hour. There you go. But tonight, of course, we've got the premiere of the show. which is when I'll reveal the other poster and don't let me forget. It's Tuesday, so it's not Wednesday. So if it's not Wednesday, then it's not theme day, is it? But I think we do already have a theme. Talk about organised. Although, to be honest, we've not been organised. Recording that show was a nightmare. Oh, in fact, the recording wasn't bad once we actually got to it. But again, we had the heat issue. And despite the fact they're saying it's like 8 degrees cooler, it doesn't feel it. The humidity is such, I'm actually hotter than I was at the weekend. So that's not great. So obviously you don't want to lock yourself into two ovens, two studios, and suffer the heat. But we did. I guess it was the edit and the organisation that this week that was a calamity. We discussed this one day last week, and I was talking about the number of shortcuts that Microsoft To Do has as opposed to things. And I have struggled through with Microsoft To Do for a week and I'm done. I just can't bear the fact that the shortcuts are things like, you know, make a new task. But all that actually does is just focus one field, which is not genius. And the fact, you know, you look at things, and I actually read an article this week and this guy said it's rubbish. He was a creative and he was recommending tools for creatives. And he said, it looks appalling and it's rubbish. And I thought, what planet are you on, mate? One, it doesn't look awful. It looks beautiful. It's minimalist. To the point that the first time I tried it, I thought, well, that's going to be no good. You know, where's all the advanced stuff? But it's so nuanced that there's shortcuts for absolutely everything. And I don't think certain people appreciate that. So I can see that this job's going to have to go back into things. The only advantage of Microsoft To Do, which was the only reason we were using it, was the fact I can share it with Mike. But he's just going to have to log in as me. It's the only answer. So we'll leave it there. There's a SheWe Extreme. There is. It does make you wonder. And there is a large SheWe, a flexible, larger version. Just leave it alone. No, I can't. You did the marathon walk in Iceland and should have got the extreme. I'd still be concerned about trying to use it. Does it come with instructions? You know, for the naive amongst us, D and I, who live in 1985, when there was no such thing as a SheWe. Oh, Renee sent a TikTok to Mike's WhatsApp with a great gimmick for me. Oh, right. I'll have to find that out then. I haven't seen him, so I don't know where his phone is. Probably with him. Simon's lived a great, strange and exciting life, I think. In my mind, he has. Starting off being George Clooney for a start. And playing Glastonbury. I mean, wow. Glastonbury. Now, if ever there was a location that needed a SheWe, it's Glastonbury. We are so going to miss these idiotic chats. Oh, especially Simon's company. Exactly. Simon needs to take some of the time that he's been in marooned and be in slack and keep us entertained. You try it out in the shower with instructions. Awesome. Do you know, I've missed a trick here, shouldn't I? Oh, actually, no, I haven't. Here we go. It says that this SheWe Flexi pee funnel. Oh, my God. Pee funnel, right, could be delivered by tomorrow by 1 p.m. Should I, here's a question for the last show, should I order a SheWe? Oh, and should it be a pink one? We have black, that would just look weird. We have pink, we have desert sand, that looks dodgy as well. Pumpkin, which is basically orange. There's a blue one, aqua. And then a dedicated blue one. That might look like a Smurf. Then there's a lilac one. The pink one, which is the default. Purple, which would look like you got gangrene. White or green. Talking of having gangrene. Order a SheWe, definitely. Well, the thing is, I'm looking at this one, right? This is the SheWe Flexi reusable pee funnel, a flexible larger version of the original, made since 1999. Quickly, easily and discreetly, wee standing up, comes with an extension pipe. I mean, who doesn't want something that's described so eloquently. But the thing that got me was they could get it here tomorrow by one. Now, normally it says by seven, but if it's by one, that'd give me a chance to try it, wouldn't it? So, shall we take a vote? A special unboxing tomorrow? Oh, I think I'm going to have to do it, aren't I? And I think it's going to have to be the pink one, because, you know, it just wouldn't look the same. You'll never come out of the studio. That's a point, that, Kim. Well, only to empty the bucket. No! Leave it alone! Do you know, I've got a perfectly good commode in the garage. There's a title for the show. I think we got that for Dad. Oh, no, we got it for Mum, that's right. Because they sent her home with absolutely nothing and the woman couldn't move. So, you know, we had to lift her up and we couldn't walk her around, but lift her up and put her down. And the farce with that was I ordered it and it said, you know, next day delivery. And I thought, thank God for that. And the next day they said it was missing. Well, given what it was, you know, a medical thing, I got onto customer service and tore them a new one. And I explained and I said, you know, it's no, I can't wait a week. She might not have a week. You know, I need it and I need it now, like a trio. I need it now. So I created such a stink over this thing because it would be such bad publicity. They sent a manager out with one in the back of his car from an Amazon depot, you know, in Trafford Park. Trafford Park is like, it used to be like a an industrial place, but it's huge. It's absolutely huge. And they've kind of morphed it into big storage areas. So every time we go past, there is this huge Amazon thing there. There's also another one at the airport. So within 8 miles of us, we've got two of these massive Amazon warehouses. So they actually sent a manager out. The guy that was talking to me in the end, the manager, he said, do you know what? He said, I'm going to get one out of the warehouse, put it in my car and bring it to you. I'll be with you in the hour. And he did, bless him. Oh, right. Should be able to build up quite a head of steam. Simon. Oh, Simon. Oh, right. Let's have a look at this. What's this? A straw poll. Should he lame by a shiwi? How are we doing? Going to see the results. 100% yes. Looks like there's a shiwi coming my way. How many times can we vote? Do I just take it that it's a yes? You lot are so bad. You are so bad. Should I buy it before Mike comes in or let him witness the process? And should it be the pink one? I think it should, shouldn't it? Because you know my feelings about pink. If you're going to do it big. There's still no video on this one, though. I need the one with the video. But I do remember the name Shiwi. Oh, somebody's taking some pictures of it here. It's about the length of a Stabilo Boss fine line pen with an extra pipe on it in a little zippy case. Oh, no. Now I'm reading. No. Do not read the reviews of the Shiwi. Not right now. Although they are very good. Oh, good grief. There's what most of them have got one name that they've used. So there's one called Hillwalker, Mouse Matt. And there's one called Eileen, which was my mum's name. Right, so Mike gets to vote now. Tracy's put up a straw poll.
Has she?
She has. The question is, should Elaine buy a Shiwi? Because they can get it to me, they assure me, tomorrow by 1 o'clock. And it's our last show and Elaine needs a Shiwi. So which way are you voting, yes or no?
I would say yes.
There you go. There's another yes. Right. Okay. I am here. I will get rid of that. Let's do some magic beans.
Right, I'll go and play with the dog.
She's been really good. She's been as good as gold. And it's a bit hot, isn't it? Yeah. Right, before you head off.
Oh, me?
Yeah, yes, you. Well, I'm talking about buying Miss Shiwi.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm handing toys over to Mike. Oh, I'm loving the straw polls. You know, if we get one, it'll be spoken about on Brooklands. Yes, and it'll come as a blinding revelation to Kath, won't it? Poor Kath. This is one of those things you buy as a joke and then end up secretly using it all the time. What if I take to it? Yeah, what if I take to it? Oh, it's got to be done, hasn't it? It has got to be done. Right. Let's see if I can do this. No, I don't want to do that. Where this keyboard's in a, I think I've worn it out. I think that's what it comes to. I think I've worn it out. I'll see about that later. Right, I need this to be the size of the screen. There we go. Should I leave the chat next to it? Oh, absolutely. You realise you'll have to try it out before marooned. This could end messily, couldn't it? It could be a complete not a disaster, this. I love the way in the comments at the bottom, everyone's saying how well it works with jeans, but I don't own a pair of jeans. Or trousers of any description. Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Let's put it like that. It's going to be interesting. Right, but what I will do, right, I will do this. Yep, that's what I'll do. Oh, there's an update to that. Yeah, let's update it. Let's update it before we try using it. Next thing we know, you'll have an unboxing of a kayak on Bites After Hours. I do believe it's compulsory, isn't it? If you have a shiwi or a lady pipe, I do believe it is compulsory to have a kayak. So, yes, that could be my next purchase. Alarmingly, we do actually have a water park in Sale. Imaginatively called Sale Water Park. And it is huge and you can do all kinds of water things on there. So, yeah, kayaking, that would work. Right, I have just pressed record on my screen. And I can see my chat on the right-hand side and I can see my shiwi thing on the left. And I have clicked the Add to Basket button. I'll now proceed to checkout. Right, I'm proceeding to checkout. It's taking its sweet time. Right, when do you want it? Right, so fastest delivery tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Right, let's make sure I'm sending it to myself and not Kath, because I think the last... I've got different addresses in Amazon because I sent Kath a birthday present. And I sent Kaz a birthday present. So we wouldn't want a lady pipe turning up, would we? And them thinking, oh, is this a gift? Oh, I'm so bad. Right, let me grab hold of that. Right, are you ready? I am hovering over the buy button. I am making sure that it says tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Lady pipe, shiwi flexi, larger version with extension pipe on the way. 1, 2, 3, buy button hit. There we go. Right, there you go. Order placed. Thank you very much. Be with you tomorrow. Oh, hello, Sarah. Bang on time. Bang on time. Oh, I would have a lot of explaining to do, shares more. They might think it was something for the cat. Oh, dear. We did once play a song and Kath was very disapproving. So lady pipe wise, I've never quite pushed it. Honestly, don't know. Right, it says order placed. It'll be with you tomorrow. Way! Right. I'll make the screen back where it was now. That should have some screenshots in it for Friday, shouldn't it? Oh, don't disappear on me. Come on, I've got to press stop on this. Awesome sauce. And there it is. So I'll call that lady pipe. Then I know exactly. This is your influence. You do realise this, don't you? You're a terrible influence on me, the lot of you. Why would I buy a lady pipe? But last episode of Maroon got to be done, I think, hasn't it? A shiwi. I did buy a shiwi. Yeah. We have a lady pipe on the way for the final show tomorrow. If it all goes well, maybe it could be a video demo on Friday night. On the other hand, maybe not. I'm predicting it could be a total and utter farce. But we'll see. We'll see. Oh, I might have to change the title of the show. No, it might have to be I bought a lady pipe. Oh, yes. What have you walked into? The usual merriment on Marooned. You see, I knew Sarah had one. There you go. Oh, but you could never use it. It was quite challenging. Oh, dear. Anthony thinks an audio review would suffice. I'll have to get my sound effects out, won't I? That's a thought. Oh, let me... I've got an idea now. Right, let's go there and see if that works. Right. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. I have no idea what this will sound like, but let's do it anyway. Let's download it and find out. Right, where's my inbox? Oh, it's a zip file. Now I need to unzip it. Right, I'm unzipping it. Okay. I have no idea what this is going to sound like, but, you know, for this audio review that Anthony has requested, actually, he just didn't want a video review, but we'll call it requested. How about this? Get me in the mood. Oh, no. Oh, Sarah's going to miss it. Well, we're going to miss you guys as well, but we're not disappearing, are we? We're not disappearing. Because we've still got after hours, and we've still got by request, and we still have Mac Bites and a new schedule for Mac Bites. And when I say new, it's never had a schedule before, ever. How about Sarah has a look at our poster and see if she can work out any more of the words? Let's go get the poster link. I've no idea which one it is now. Where have we gone? Oh, I know where I can get it. Let's go in there and get it in there. Right, there it is. There's the link. We have a show tonight. You'll miss the water cooler aspect. Well, do you know what we used to do in after hours? We used to have like 20 minutes at the end where we'd just yak. That was before Marooned. Usually about where we'd been in the week and what we'd been up to and what cakes we'd had. If you remember all the cakes at Bramley Farm, oh, they changed every time you went in. And I used to just stand there taking photos of the cake cupboard. Not that I could eat any of them, because none of them were gluten-free. But they did just look fabulous. So maybe we need to bring that back. But obviously, we still can't leave the house. Well, our choice not to leave the house, obviously. COVIDiots. We're surrounded by COVIDiots. Like the woman opposite who said to Mike, oh, this needs to go on Simon's murder board. you're up early. This was Mike taking the dog out at 6 o'clock. He said he always took the dog out at 6 o'clock. But I haven't seen you before. But I did see you yesterday from the bedroom window. I thought, oh my God, where's Simon's murder board? Oh. We'll never have this chat again. So grand. Oh, we love you guys. We do. Well, you never know what might come. Maroon takes at least 7 hours live a week, but probably nearer 9. Then there's all of the editing to do. Then there's all of the processing and publishing to do. So, and then the emails that need writing. So obviously we'll have that time to put to other uses. So you never know what might be coming. You never know.
So I get soaked while she stands there and has a whittle.
Did she use a lady pipe?
No.
Because there's one on the way, it'll be here tomorrow.
Do you want to share it, Lola?
Do you want a lady pipe? She's giving me the same look that she gave me when I put her in that Halloween outfit, isn't she?
Yes.
Oh, get Daddy to give you a treat.
You've had enough treats.
She could have a tiny one. She could have a rancho or something. We've got ranchos. I see, that's empty. Daddy's just teasing you with that. It's empty.
Rodeo sticks. I'll have a rodeo.
A rodeo stick's not much, is it? Come on, girl. But she'll take it. It's better than nothing, and off she's toddled.
What you've put away today.
She's a hungry bear today. Leave her be. There you go. I've just got the email from Amazon.
I'm not a saint myself.
We've just been discussing the purchase of said lady pipe, and I said the first thing it asked me was the address. I thought, I better double check in case I send it to Kath.
Or my mother.
Oh, good grief, yes. I think my mother's also somebody I've sent stuff to. She would probably appreciate that. She'd have a good giggle over that, your mum. Right, where have we gone? Oh, Kim's just got a silver in dressage. We're usually not bad in that. But congratulations. Dee says, 100 years ago, women fought for the vote, and today we fight for peeing in a kayak. It's our moment, it's our time. Yeah, exactly. I just don't get the kayak thing, but there you go. Right. Yeah, we did. We made it big. We did. Right, Rene says to ask you for a TikTok that he sent to you via WhatsApp.
He has. I only looked at it today. I haven't actually looked at it. I only saw it today.
I stopped getting notifications for WhatsApp, so I miss stuff now. I need to try and turn them back on again.
Good girl.
What colour did I order? Pink. It had to be pink. Had to be pink or it's not a proper lady pipe. So I've gone for the Shiwi Flexi in pink. So it's going to have an extension pipe on it. Oh, we're going to have fun on Friday, aren't we? Oh, my.
Is that what you're unboxing?
I did get one. No, well, I can't do that, can I? You are not still peckish.
No.
No.
Go and settle, bear.
Go on, settle.
Go and settle.
I love the way she... Sammy's walked backwards. Walking, right, if she's got what she wants, she'll turn around and leave the room. But if she's not got what she wants and you're saying go and settle, she'll walk backwards, giving you the eye, as though, well, I will.
To go out. You've got over there to go out.
There's no bed. The bed moved. Didn't it? Do you want to take chicken? Daddy'll get chicken. Oh, she might want to go and play again. There's chicken!
Come on, there. I want to play in the rain.
It's cooler when it's raining. It is actually raining here right now. They are definitely giving that chicken a seeing to, aren't they? Right. Okay. Lane doesn't go out the house to use the thing outside, but it doesn't mean she can't use the letterbox. Well, true. It will be by tomorrow. Mind you, the position of the letterbox, bit low the letterbox, but you never know. Shame they didn't have rose gold. Well, this is kind of cerise pink. I reckon it's the nearest you're going to get. We did win some medals, didn't we? We did win this. We done quite well in the pool. But there was also another one, and a girl that was on a bike, and she was going for gold. She was almost there, and she got a puncture. Oh, that's agonising. I said to Mike, was she nobbled? Oh, a space grey lady pipe. Do you know why they do them all in different colours? It's so that you buy all of them. No more needing skip to my loo on Brooklands. Oh, that then you would have to explain it to Kath, wouldn't you? Imagine Kath's away. Kath's heading off on holiday this weekend, so I don't even know if she's going to be able to join us on Saturday. I have no idea. Oh, it'll be interesting to see, won't it? So, do you know, I did not honestly, hand on heart, expect to be ordering a lady pipe live on air on the second to last show. I didn't. But it's got to be done for the final one. Submit it you bought 1 week ago. You needed another colour. I know. This is a total surprise to me. I had no intention of doing that when I sat down. Oh, the excitement, though. It'll be here tomorrow. Should I do a live unboxing? I should probably do a live unboxing, shouldn't I? But you don't want to see me test it at all. Probably not. Cats away, the mice will play. Well, the cat certainly will. They've now got two cats. Ollie is so cute. Oh, he's just adorable.
She wants to go outside until she looked at the...
Yeah, then she realised it was raining and decided it wasn't the wisest idea that she had ever had.
Yes.
That's Lola all over. So the cat they've got, I think... Is Elsa three?
I think
she's just three, Elsa. But they've got this other one, Ollie, and he's like... probably about 4 or 5 months now. Oh, he is just adorable. And the thing is, Elsa won't have a bar of him. And he sits there watching Elsa and like copies what she does. So if she's raunching on the sofa and she takes up virtually all of it, he'll raunch on the floor and he never takes his eye off her. So he's just mimicking her behaviour. It's so funny to see. Anyway, she's being a little bit more tolerant, but not as tolerant as she might be. Let's put it like that. Oh, do they come in sizes? Renee. I've gone for the... what do they call it? Oh, well, let me have a look. Where's the you've just bought a lady pipe thing? There it is, Amazon. A flexible larger version. I've gone for the extra large version, just like a guy would. Ah! Elsa won't do the what of Ollie. Elsa won't have a bar of Ollie. She doesn't want him... He keeps coming up to her and, like, nuzzling, and she doesn't want to know. Because she's been a single cat on her own for 3 years, and now there's this puppy... Well, not puppy, a kitten in the house. I guess he's getting attention and she doesn't like it. So she won't play with him. Every time he comes up to play, she just turns her back or hisses at him or disappears. She's staying in the house while they're away, but Ollie's too little.
Are we back now?
So, come on now. Oh, Lola, you can't settle, can you? So he's going to the cattery for the duration. But you know, it must be so fascinating when they're away because they've got their CCTV. So they can watch Elsa while they're away. Do you remember when they trained her to use that cat flap thing that they had put in? Goes through the side of the house. So she's fine to be on her own with a neighbour feeding her. But Ollie's going to have to go to the cattery.
Like Elsa Cam.
Yeah, Elsa
like
Cam.
Like Lola Cam. Did you know it was National Photography Dog Day yesterday?
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
No, I didn't either.
Puppy scared of a hardwood floor. The thing is, on a hardwood floor, we covered all ours. We put rugs and carpet down on everything because it can literally lead to hip dysplasia if they slip.
It was on Workplace, so I posted an old post photo of Lola.
He's scared of walking on hardwood for the first time. Oh, I remember when Maya finally managed the stairs. And he got up and he was fine. Could he get down? No, he didn't have a clue. He didn't have a clue, bless him. We had to carry him down. Oh, but he soon learned, didn't he? I wondered if he ever would. Oh, is that a northernism? Not having a bar of something? Not that I'm aware of, but maybe it is. Let's have a look. Let's have a look. It's an idiom, so let's have a look. Primarily heard in Australia and New Zealand, but I've heard that since I was a child. The examples they give, I tried to convince them to sell their stock before the market crashed. They weren't having a bar of it. I don't know where it... Well, other than the fact it's in Australia, and its description is to refuse to accept, tolerate, stand for, or involve self with oneself with something. Primarily heard in Australia and New Zealand. Yeah, you learn something every day. I thought that was a UKism, but clearly not. And Paul has definitely heard it. There you go. So obviously not in use in Spain much. Dee saw a puppy on YouTube. Oh, he is. He's cute. Dogs are adorable. They really are adorable. Cats are very independent. But dogs... Cats are independent. Dogs have staff. In fact, there is actually something. Back to my Amazon shopping. Let's head off over there. Right. I'll probably find it if I put that in. Right, because I was I wanted to get one of these for Mike, like a T-shirt. There it is. So let me send you this. This is a fridge magnet, but I think you can get other things with this on it. So I'll send you that. It says, it's this fridge magnet with a Sammy on it with a lovely big smile. And it says, most dogs have owners, Samoyeds have staff. Nothing is truer than that. Mayo was like a little prince and everybody was his staff. He had four. There were five of us in the house, including him. And we were his staff. And it was like, you know, bring me water. In fact, when he was teething, who knew dogs teethed? I didn't before I got one. But he was teething and he was like crying. And Mum said, he needs ice. That's what I used to do for you. So you would have like a ring and you would freeze it. It's like plastic with some kind of, you know, liquid in it that would freeze. And then you give it to a child and it would soothe their gums. So I said, he'd probably swallow it. So she said, ice is what he needs. I'll make ice. And she got this huge, like, Tupperware pot, like a sandwich box, only square, about 6 inches square. And she froze this huge block of ice into it. And then she took it out, run it under the tap so there's no freezer burn on it, and then put it on a plastic tray. And put it down in front of him. And he just looked at her like, what am I supposed to do with that? But he soon realised. And he would rest his... He would put his mouth over one edge. Or he would rest his chin on it. And he used to get this ice where there was like this 6-inch solid block. Except on one side where there was the shape of a dog's snout. Where it had melted. It's too cute. And he carried on doing that. When he's like, his teeth were fine. He'd like come up and he'd nudge her. And she's like, I don't know what you want. And he wouldn't want food and he wouldn't want water in a bowl. And she said, I'm just going to try him with that ice again, you know, even though he doesn't need it. He loved it. And he had that every day until the day he died. So every day, Mum would be like, I'm just putting the dog's ice in the freezer. So we had an entire basket of the freezer with nothing in it but Tupperware pots, 6 inches square, of the dog's ice. So yes, Samoyeds do have staff. Oh, that's a good point. Cats don't have staff, they have slaves, yes. And cats can be quite mean and moody, can't they? Cats are very independent. Dogs just love to be fussed over. Right. Oh, Renee's had the roof repaired. Fantastic.
Mad animal.
Oh, she wants to play and she can't because it's raining, so she's not happy. Dee would want a dog over a cat. You're super needy. You demand constant affection from the pet. Cat's not for you. No, no. The cat is the one that's super needy in the cat-human relationship. Oh, of course we're a family. And we're glad to know that it's fixed. Absolutely we are. Right, it's 4 minutes to showtime. Yes, we're premiering. Well, we would be, wouldn't we, if somebody had actually put it where it needs to be. So, do we have any last guesses about the poster? They did very well. They got the secrets of Harry Potter's. So they got all the first words. And they were very close with one of the others, but not quite. So first thing I'll do is get that up there. It doesn't like it. No, you wouldn't, would you? So let's get that up there. Next thing I'm going to need to do is get the show. Oh, I did do something really stupid when I finished doing it, Mike. I published it and then I thought, I'll go and get the link and make it easy for Mike. And I went and I thought, where is it? And it wasn't there. The show wasn't there at all. And I thought, not good. And then I realised what I'd done. I'd actually published it to the marooned one instead. Oh. It's all right, I've fixed it now. Everything's fine. Right, let me put that there. That'll download in its own good time. Right, I've got this link that I can share with you, but only when we've had the last one. Oh, Alex, that's clever. The wee owl. Now, funnily enough, I did have an owl on the poster at one point, but I changed my mind and went for the Harry Potter head instead. But no, it's not the wee owl. Right, poster going up now. There we go.
And we're leaving the chat open.
And we'll leave the chat open, join the show. So share your thoughts as you go. It's the secrets of Harry Potter's magic car revealed. And hence Harry Potter there. I've only ever heard of half a Harry Potter, but never mind. The next MacBites will be all about using my new lady pipe. We need to put that on MacBites, don't we? We do. Because I'm not sure, at all sure, we've ever shared that on MacBites. So,
I know where we haven't shared it.
Brooklands. Yeah. But I was explaining that we once played a song and Kath was quite uppity with it. Mm. So that's why I was trying to make sure that it did not go to Kath's house. There would be big problems, wouldn't there? Oh, so you never know. You never know. Right, have we all seen it? And are we all ready for tomorrow night at 7 o'clock? That's a good plan, isn't it? Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, episode 500. Do you know, Dee, you're quite right. We somehow went from making fun of this product to being its biggest fan. Well, we're actually, you know, we've actually bought one. Oh, whoever thought we'd see the day. Oh, did you say magical, Tracy? Right, Tracy got another word then. So you're only two words off. I did say, what's Harry Potter? And I was meaning magic, because isn't there the Ministry of Magic or something? You guys will know way more about Harry Potter than I do. Apart from the fact you won't have heard about Harry Potter's magic car, will you? But you are about to hear all about Harry Potter's magic car. So we'll do an out and then we'll play the show. If you can't stay and listen, don't worry, it will be in the feed at some point when we've fixed all the issues that we had today. When you least expect it, that's when you'll find it. There you go. Never leave home without it. I'm going to put you guys in charge of the branding of the MacBites Lady Pipe. It will be in a shop near you for Christmas, won't it?
Yeah.
Branded MacBites Lady Pipes. This is clearly what's needed. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
Try and stay awake, Mike. We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.